The simplest thing there is has evaded us for so long. What do I mean by that? Well, I don't know about anybody else, but just for me, I thought, you know, God never talks to me, you know, and then I realized, well, where the kingdom of heaven is within, so therefore the presence of God must be within me. And if the presence of God is within me, then he has my voice, but I have to offer my voice to him. So what does that mean? It's not like it's an outside thing. It's actually the peace of God that I am, the presence of God that resides as me and in me and through me. That presence of God is the same in everything. And so, but I have to offer my voice to that presence. Otherwise, I'm using my mind, and my mind is talking like a tape recorder from yesterday, telling me how things are and what they mean. And it's only based on the information that I got in my little pea brain. Now, if I have the presence of God that was in the beginning and is now and in the future and it will always be, is now and, you know, all there is, if that presence is within me, then the only voice I'm going to be able to access is if I ask for that presence to inspire me, and then I get words like this, and I end up having this kind of a conversation. Because I ask that power to be present, to use my voice to speak to me. And as I ask that power to speak to me with my own voice, that's unique for me. And that would be that way for everybody. So we would all be able to have a unique perspective. However, the power, that presence that is the power that I've asked to speak through me, is the same power that's in you and everything else and in all of life. And so I'm really going to the source of my being and asking that to inspire my mind and my body to use my body and my mind. And I'm offering that. And it would make sense that, you know, a loving creator wouldn't intrude because he gave me free will unless I ask him, right? So, but I only ask him, you know, so I hit my knees and I say, abracadabra, ziskum ba, and can you help me have a good day? And that's it, you know, and, yeah. But, you know, it's a living presence, right? So in other words, it's with me always. And so I'm either living from that presence or I'm living from the past, which is my mind, which is telling me what it means. So I can ask, and whatever I'm doing, if I'm going to school or if I'm at work, and I can you help me be the, you know, can I see what I need to see here so that I can be the most effective employee or employer, whatever the case may be, in this moment? How can I be helpful to the other people that are working with me? How can I add to this? And when I'm asking to add to things, I'm asking for all of us, for all creation, to operate in harmony with itself. I'm not asking for anything that isn't already true. But as I ask for it, I begin to see it. I begin to see how that life is harmonious. Even though these horrendous experiences that I have that show me that life is, you know, can be some terrible stuff, I begin to see that it's just from misuse of the power, right? And so I ask for that, right? I can't go back and solve all the problems of the world, but I can ask for, just for today, for me to have the right perspective so I can live in harmony with all of life today. And then I find that my day goes smoother. I'm not arguing with people, you know, that I actually care more and that I'm actually kinder to people. And, you know, I'm just doing the experiment. So maybe it's not the way I just outlined, but maybe it is. So why not try it? Why not try your own conversation with the presence of the whatever's given you life, your soul, you might call it the Holy Spirit, you might call it the presence of the Christ presence, you might ask Jesus to inspire your mind. Whatever term you use, you know, it doesn't matter. So long as you use that term, it's for you in your life, so it's your own reality. It isn't a reality that somebody told you about. It's your own living experience, and you're asking for your own living experience to guide and direct you so you can live in harmony with the rest of the world and be the loving, powerful man that you believe you were created to be. Now, if you believe you were created to be some kind of evil demon or something like that, then guess what you're going to get? But it doesn't make it real. It just means that you can create that in the physical world and it will look like there's really evil out there. But that has nothing to do with what underneath that is this a greater reality. And that greater reality is the presence of God is everywhere present. That's what makes it God. It's present everywhere, can do anything, and can be everywhere at the same time. So that's what defines an omnipotent, omnipresent, and omnipotent being, which would be God. So if that's the case, then, you know, then why would it fight against itself? It would never. So that's just the human brain that's getting, you know, using logic to confuse itself. And that's what we do all the time. So, you know, the only solution that I have, the only solution that I need is that presence within me to guide and direct my actions with whatever shows up today. You know, no matter what my mind judges it to be. And it would be that way for everyone. So give it a shot.